This is the ACS Memory Palace. I'm Noor. Many thanks to Nate DeMayo for his inspiration. It is June 19, 1953, where U.S. citizens Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed. Julius Rosenberg, an engineer for the U.S. Army Signal Corps, met his wife Ethel Greenglass in New York. Ethel was originally an actress, accepted a job as a secretary, and eventually ended up joining the Young Communist League, where she met leader Julius Rosenberg in 1936. They got married in 1939 and had two sons named Robert and Michael. They loved their sons very much and would do anything to keep them protected. Julius was fired from his job as an engineer in 1945 after his membership in the Communist Party was unveiled by the U.S. Army. The U.S. and Soviet Union were allies during the Second World War, but did not seek to share any information between their nations. There were many secret groups working in shadow during this time because these facts were meant to be open to government officials and military members only. Soon, he was inducted by Soviet spy Alexander Feliksov to become a spy for the Soviet Union. Feliksov was notified through Julius that Ethel's brother, David Greenglass, was a part of the secret Manhattan Project, in which a group of members would work on evolving nuclear weapons during World War II. David had a wife named Ruth, who was indeed part of the spy business. Greenglass was recruited as well as Russell McNutt, who provided access to information to the building process of the nuclear weapons, such as a sketch of the atomic bomb. This sketch would later become very important. Later in 1950, Greenglass was arrested for espionage. While confessing to have spread valuable information to the USSR, from panic and fear, he also threw Julius under the bus and claimed to the FBI that his sister's husband had also passed information revolving around the atomic bomb and was linked to the Soviet Union through another Soviet source agent. Then, on July 17, 1950, Julius Rosenberg was arrested for espionage. Exactly 1 month and 6 days later, Ethel was also scheduled to serve some jail time. David and now Ruth were interrogated a second time, where they indiscreetly changed their original story. David stated that he had passed the information surrounding the atomic bomb to Julius on a street corner in New York. However, during the second questioning, he claimed that he gave the information to Julius in Rosenberg's New York apartment, where Julius called for Ethel to type it out using their typewriter. Again, during the second interview, Ruth took up the opportunity to protect the Greenglass name and reinforced that part of the story. She told the police officials that Julius read the information in the bathroom at their apartment and told Ethel to type up what was read. The charges against Ruth were dropped, but David served 10 years in prison. On August 11, 1950, Ethel pleaded the Fifth under the U.S. Constitution Fifth Amendment law for all questions. This law allows the criminal defendant not to testify, meaning the person being questioned has a right not to answer any questions thrown at them. All anyone ever heard from her in that room was the soft, "I plead the Fifth," that would appear every few minutes. She was taken into custody and was denied her request of making arrangements for her two sons. Both Rosenbergs continued to plead the Fifth and protest their innocence until they were officially convicted of espionage on March 29, 1951. On June 19, 1953, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were sentenced to death. Their death sentence was by electric chair. Julius was first to be placed in the electric chair at around 7:30 p.m. and died at the age of 35. It took three shocks of 2,000 volts and 10 minutes to electrocute and kill Julius. It may have been a horrible 10 minutes for him because at each jump, he was one step closer to death. Next to go was Ethel. Shockingly, there was no communication between Ethel and Julius at their final moments. Instead, she kissed the last person in her view, which happened to be a total stranger, goodbye. Ethel's death was extremely harsh and somewhat terrifying to the guests at the execution event. She was shocked 4 times with the same amount of volts, and she was still not dead. Smoke towered out of her head, leading to a 5th shock to be ordered. White paper towels were used on the couple's heads in their own coffins from the smoke damage. Though it may be disturbing to some viewers, their death photos are currently on Google, if you want to take a look for yourself. Towards the ending, President Dwight Eisenhower put out a statement in which he stated, quote, "I can only say that, by immeasurably increasing the chances of atomic war, the Rosenbergs may have condemned death to tens of millions of innocent people all over the world. The execution of 2 human beings is a grave matter. But even graver is the thought of the millions of dead whose deaths may have been directly attributable to what these spies have done." The Rosenbergs were the first ever American citizens to be convicted of espionage and the act of spying. Their bravery for not speaking during their trials led this event to be a fascinating part of history.